Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show.
Good Monday morning, everybody. I'm so excited to be here with this show. Thank you so much for listening in. Before we get started today, I just want to announce again, I have a brand new TV show that I'm so grateful for. This TV show is going to help people know about alternative modes of healing. So the show is called Healing with Tony. Well, right now that's the title. It might change to Alternative Healing with Tony, or, you know, Natural Healing with Tony. And the basis of the show, the title is important, but the basis of the show is really significant. And that is that I'm going to have people come on the show. I'm going to have guests on, and I'm going to do healings on air. I'm also going to have other healers on the show to talk about how they help people heal. Now, all healing is teamwork, and it's you and your practitioner and those who come in to heal deciding it's time to let something go. It no longer serves its purpose, and whew, it's gone. So I will have practitioners come on and explain their work and do healings on people as well. Now, it's very important for me that for every practitioner that's a healer that comes on, that they demonstrate their work also. Are you a healer? Do you want to be featured on this show? If so, you can email me at my website, TonyG, TonyG.info. By the way, that's the same website that you can find out about private readings, hypnosis sessions, healing sessions, and all of this can be done in person, in groups, and over the phone, or via Skype. The other thing that I want to say is I've been getting reviews about my 5th book, Channeled Messages from Above, and so far the reviews are just really beautiful. So that all of my books are available on Amazon, but Channeled Messages from Above seems to be getting quite a few just magnificent reviews. My first 4 books have a meditation that goes with them that's available on YouTube and a couple of other places. All righty, let's get to work. This is my favorite part of the week. I start my week on Monday with being able to give out readings on air because, well, to be perfectly honest, I love it. So let's go to the first caller. And if you'd like a reading, please call in now, 858-365-5593. And I'm going to go to the first caller in 856. 856, hello, are you there?
Yes, hi, Tony. This is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you? Congratulations, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm so happy. Oh, by the way, if anybody wants to be a guest on the show, they use that same website to email me, and I'll give them information on being a guest and getting a free healing. So it's, you know, now I have the psychic show and the healing show. So happy. Life is good.
So, I'm happy for you.
Thank you. But you called in because you have a question, correct?
Yes. I'd like to know what you see for me around my career. I'm looking for work right now, and I was just wondering what you might pick up for what's coming.
Okay, so the first thing I have to say to you, I know this is not why you called. I keep hearing mom, 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 mom is guiding you.
Oh.
Now I need to ask you, and mom, when I hear mom, it can be mom, grandmom, but this is definitely somebody from the other side. So is mom still with you in the physical form, or has she gone back home?
She's gone back home.
So, okay, so this, yeah, okay, so I'm seeing a glimpse of her on the side of me, and I'm only seeing a profile of her face, and it's in my peripheral vision. She's right on the side of me that I'm holding the phone on, and she's saying, I'm guiding you, I'm guiding you, I'm guiding you. Would you just listen to your intuition? Oh, that is a mom. That is a mom statement. Would you just listen to me? She's coming through in intuition, and she is saying, would you just listen to your intuition? You know what your next step is. You know, she's actually saying, you know what to do, you know what to do, you know what to do. She's saying that you've been fighting something. You've been, like, arguing with yourself about something. Have you been going back and forth on a subject? And this might not necessarily be work, but she came in and she is really wanting to give you this message, sweetie. So is there something you've been going back and forth on, fighting with yourself about?
I'm not sure. Is she talking about maybe moving back to the Pittsburgh area?
Oh. She, before you even, as soon as you said, is she talking about, I heard yes, 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 yes. It's much more fruitful there, and you'll have much better luck there. This place that you're at right now is not energetically in alignment with you, and you've known it for quite some time. Is that accurate?
That's true, but I can't seem to find a job in, like, I have applied trying to get back to the Pittsburgh area, and I haven't had any luck there either.
Okay. She's telling me two things. The first thing you need to do is work with a recruiter or a headhunter. Specifically, reach out to one that is specific to the field that you want to go into. The more people that you have searching for a job for you, the better your chances are going to be. And she is actually, and the goosebumps are starting. I love this. Goosebumps are my personal confirmation that this is something that's really important for you. So she's even saying if you reach out to two or three recruiters, you are going to be surprised at what lands in your lap, okay? So that's her first bit of information. And she's saying everything is being brought together. You just need to make up your mind and stop going back and forth. This world works on energy, and it will bring to fruition what you truly believe, not what you want, but what you truly think and believe. Amen, Mama. So she is saying, right? She's on today, but they always are because they have a whole new perspective of this world. She also wants you to, I normally would not say this, embellish the facts. Your resume is too on point. You need to fluff yourself up a little bit like a peacock. Stop being very literal. She's saying you're too on fact, and you need to peacock it. Spread those wings. Tell them how beautiful and bright you are, and give them all the facts. But she's saying embellish it a little bit. You don't have to lie, but you can make what's on there sound a lot better than it does. Okay?
Okay.
So that's the other thing. Okay. And actually, go, you know, one thing I'm going to say, and I'm seeing this, like, as I blinked my eyes, they flashed this to me. Go to Google and look up best resumes for whatever field it is you're in. And then follow that, and then, and again, don't downplay yourself so much. Don't be so like, this is what I did, that's it. Make it like a story. Make it sound good. It is good. You have to make it sound better than you're making it sound right now, okay? And embellishing doesn't mean lying. It just means, you know, we can go out in a black dress, or we can go out in a black dress with some nice jewelry and a little shoulder and a nice bag with our hair done up. So, you know, it's all about the fancies, the accessories that you add to it. And you have something that should be on your resume that you have not put on there yet. And I don't know what this is. Do you know what she's talking about?
Well, the only thing that I'm a Reiki master, but I'm not putting that on there.
No, that's not it. It has something to, well, it does have to do with a skill.
I have no idea.
But it is a skill. It's a skill that you perhaps, okay, the feeling I get about this is it's a skill that you used a long time ago, and you feel like it's nonsense now. Maybe it was in one of your first careers or one of your first positions, but she's saying definitely let me take a breath here. Don't forget about it. Don't forget about it. Put it back on. You need everything on there that you can possibly put on there. And I do feel like this is something that may have been on there at one time, and maybe you took off because you thought it wasn't as important anymore. Okay? And per computer skills, make sure you have all of those on there too. Okay?
Okay.
Even if you think if you think this is just a given, everybody knows this. Well, let me tell you, sweetie, I don't. I know my Mac. If I had to step into an office, I would be so lost. I'd be like, what is that? I've never heard of that before. So don't assume they assume. Put everything down, okay? Make yourself look overqualified for the position instead of right for the position. That's what they're saying, okay?
Okay, Tony. Thank you. I appreciate your help.
Absolutely.
Thank my mother, too. Yes.
And I feel like, really quick again, reach out to these recruiters. Definitely give them, tonight, touch up your resume. Go over everything. Go back to every position you've been in and definitely put everything on there. And then next, after you do that, then reach out to some recruiters in the area that you want to be or that you're going to go to and submit your resume and ask them if there's any other qualifications or any format that they think you should have that in. And third, I feel like tomorrow you are also going to be hearing something, okay? Does that sound good?
Yeah, it sounds great. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a simply amazing week.
And you as well, Tony. Thank you so much.
Real quick, Mom is saying love you, love you, love you. Okay.
Thank you.
She says, I know. Okay. Have an amazing week. Okay, sweetie.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you again. Bye-bye. You are listening to Messages from Above with Tony G. You can listen on iTunes, iHeart, Stitcher, all of those. Tune in. It's amazing. This show is everywhere. And if you are listening on one of them, even Blog Talk, please follow it. If you like the show, follow me. Also, of course, I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, all those. If you'd like to see past episodes of my TV shows, you can go to my website and watch them. I'm going to go directly to the next caller, 678. Hello, 678. How are you?
Hello, Tony. This is Regina. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Regina. Where are you calling in from?
Georgia.
Oh, Georgia. Beautiful. So how can I help you today?
Well, I think I'm going to stick with the theme, career. My job, I left my temp job on the 5th of this month, unexpectedly. Not on my fault, the other end, because it was by a staffing agency, and it was, like I said, unexpected and very unprofessional. I just didn't like how that been handled. So, but I still have my other part-time job that's on the weekend. But I've been craving stability for a career, and it just is like the universe don't want to give it to me, and I'm trying to figure out.
No. Okay, so the universe always. Now remember, everybody has a dharma, a purpose, what we're supposed to be doing here. And I had this incredible about in 05 into 06. I had this incredible life where I was. All of my work I was doing was active. I was teaching spinning classes. I was teaching cardio boot camp. I was teaching yoga. And I had another thing that I had been doing, and I was doing fitness modeling. And I was just loving life and beyond, correct? So then all of a sudden I have this near-death accident where a magician takes me down. Yeah, you heard that right, folks. Mm. Wasn't lying. A magician knocked me off his magic box. That's not a metaphor. It literally was a magic box and landed on top of me, right? So my ankle is shattered. My head hits the cement. I have vertigo. I can't do my physical work anymore. Now I have 13 pins, 2 plates in my ankle. I have to have surgery.
Gosh.
What am I going to do? So I'm sending out resumes after my surgery, and I still have the vertigo. And let me tell you, I wouldn't even get a reply back that my resume was even received. And it took me down this path where I ended up in my purpose, right? So there's a point where your guides, your angels, God will step in and say, listen, it's time for you to do what you came here to do. Now, let me ask you, what kind of work are you looking for? And I'll tell you if you're on track with what you're supposed to be doing. Tell me, what kind of work are you looking for?
Okay, I am looking for administrative. Like more of a leadership, not saying it has to be the manager, but a step up. I just feel, and I used to work in a medical field because my last job was in medical records. So I used to do that. Social services, but that burnt me out. That really burnt me out.
So
my energy couldn't take that.
Okay, I understand that, because social work is devastating. You have to be really strong to be in social work. So the one thing, going back to what I'm hearing, when you said I was in medical records, they instantly said, go back. Now, there's something, that's where you're going to start off. That is not necessarily where you are going to finish, okay? They want you to go back to medical records, and they want you to look at what's available in that area, okay? And they want you to start applying for those positions. And they're saying that if you do that, you're going to find something very quickly, and it's going to be advantageous for you, very good for you. Now, you're going to be in medical records for approximately a year. And what they want you to do while you're in medical records is they want you to take some, now you don't skip this step. Now, when I tell people the next step, they always think, I don't need the first step. I'm just going to skip and do this. No. There are things you need to learn in the next position that you're going to that are going to help you. Wow, you are in the position of medical records doing that. They want you to take some leadership programs, okay? Mm-hmm. They want you to take some leadership classes, training program, and they want you to have a mentor with one of those programs, somebody who's been there, done that, and like really shapes you, okay? Once you're done with that, you will be moved into another role. Now, this is about a year down the line. So they really mm-hmm. are stressing, go back to medical records. And the reason they want you to go back to medical records is you've done it before, you can do it again, and you can do it while you're taking this leadership training with no extra fuss, muss, stress, or strain. Does that make sense to you? They're not saying you're going to go back to medical records and you're going to stay in it. They just want you to be there while you get this training for leadership. Okay. They really want you to do leadership training, a leadership program, and you're going to have a mentor in this program. Whatever program it is you take, you're going to end up with a mentor. You might not have a mentor day one, but while you're in mm-hmm. this program, you are going to get a mentor. And this mentor is going to help shape you and help you be accountable, because if you can't be accountable with yourself, you'll never be able to be accountable with anybody else. So it's really important mm-hmm. that's one of the things that we embrace in life, especially if we want to be a leader. Being a leader is basically helping people, yes, do what they're supposed to do, but in order to get people mm-hmm. to do what they're supposed to do, you have to be able to, in a very polite way, show them why they're not doing what they're supposed to be and help them be accountable for that. So once you do that, then a whole new career is going to open up for you. You have a fire inside you like nothing else, and you do not know what to do with that fire yet. You do not know how to handle that fire yet. It just blurts out and comes out and fires at people randomly. This mm-hmm. leadership program is going to help you train your flames and let you set fire in the right way. Okay? Mm-hmm. You're going to be able to spread that fire to other people, but this program is going to show you how. Now, while you're taking the program, yeah, you need to be working. They're saying this medical records is a good fit for you to go back to just while you're taking this training. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I can tell you're not very enthusiastic about going back to medical records. Remember, it's just for a very short period of time, and it's to get you to where you want to be. Sometimes we have to, you know, ride a crocodile to get to the, you know, the garden. I don't know how else to put that. That's what they were showing me. But this will give you the income and the stability and the benefits. And then once you finish this leadership program, you are going to have something come in that is amazing and in alignment with your purpose. But don't skip the step of getting that position, okay?
Okay. Now, I was just thinking of, I would love to set in human resources. It's just, medical records is just so boring.
And you know what? I'm going to tell you something, and that's exactly why they want you there. And this, and let me reemphasize this. While you're taking this training, they want no fuss, no muss, no stress, no strain. So you go to work and you be bored all day because this training, this program you're going to be in is going to be a lot. And if you are dealing with human resources where you're dealing with everybody else's chaos and drama, which, by the way, is not what you want, you're not going to be able, you're going to be, when you show up for this program, you're going to be blurbing out, you know, oh, this person, this person. They want you to be in a mundane position. So every ounce of your energy goes to this program and taking it in rather than going to your day job. So I'm happy that you said that. I'm very, very, very happy that you said that to me because I got to reiterate it is of the utmost importance that you are in a mundane job, you are in a boring job, so that you don't have anything distracting you from this leadership program. Does that make sense to you? Be bored for a year because at night when you go for this training, this leadership program, whether it's on weekends or night, and when you come home, they want you to immerse yourself in all of it. They want you to give yourself to this program, not to your 9-to-5. Because you can show up and do this medical records job in your sleep. You can do it, give it what you need to give it, make sure you're doing a good job of it. But then every ounce of your good energy is going to go into this program. It's going to raise your vibration. I wish I could tell you. I wish I could tell you. I cannot tell you, but I see a big old bright light at the end of this tunnel if you do it the way they are telling you to. They are your guides.
Yeah.
They are your angels. Listen to them. They will not, they will only lead you to goodness and greatness. Okay.
Now with this medical record, job, is it coming pretty soon? Or is this something?
Well, that's up to you. How soon are you going to? You don't want to do this, so you're going to procrastinate looking for it. But you need to get on it today. You need to start, get online, talk with they're saying go to the place, think of the places that you would like to do this work and go to their job boards and look there first and then go online and look there second. So if you know a particular place that you know, like we have Aurora's here, and if you know they have a good reputation, go there and get on their job and start submitting, okay? Really highlight and put your medical record, put your medical record experience first and highlight that, okay, sweetie?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Now, I wish I could. You are so welcome. Thank you so very much for calling in. I'm so grateful I was able to connect with you today.
I know. Thank you so much, Tony. You have a great day.
You too, and absolutely my pleasure, of course.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I want to thank you all for listening today. I am so grateful. I hope the answers that I gave today to the callers were answers that would help you. Now, I only have about 40 seconds left, and what I want to say is your angels are with you. Take a slow, deep breath in. And allow that breath to go out. And then ask your angels a question and take another slow, deep breath in. Allow that breath to go out and wait for the response. If you don't get that response right away, don't freak out. They may show you in a sign, a symbol, a billboard, through a butterfly, whatever, however it may come. Again, if you'd like to connect with me, TONIG.info. Thank you so much for listening.